Blog Talk Radio.
Nothing above it, watching my back. I know I can't trust them. Keep it silent, fuck a discussion. All these niggas, they talking and tripping, but I tell them niggas, it's nothing.
Everybody act like they want it, but when the truth be told, the world's so cold, they gon' say LA, so that's 100.
Yeah.
Ain't too many niggas out here real no more. Just all the love, all the money, that's all they sold.
Everybody
too many niggas out here real no more.
No more, no more, no more.
For the love, for the money, that's all they throw.
Yeah, what's turkey, man? Y'all already know, man. It's the Mr. Baby, King 1033. That's me, you dig? 1033 South City. We off in the building. Famo Nation, Jerk Kings, Chop On It Radio, Back to Business 59, man. Say, man, we got, man, I'm charged up already, man. Y'all know how we do. We come out of 100K jerking, man. Hey, we got Blackout, man. We got Blackout live on the show, man. Y'all done seen the promo. You been in the inbox. I've been telling you. Hey, y'all pull up, man. Pull in, man. We're going to let some more of y'all fall up in here because y'all definitely do not want to miss this, man. Say, so, I just been checking it out. You know, of course, I don't stay, you know what I mean, with brother stay at you, dig. So I had to watch and keep up, you know what I mean, all through the internet and stuff like that. And when I say, man, energy and charged up, man, say, man, Blackout be charged up, you dig? Be that energy he bringing, you could tell from, you know what I mean, when you see little clips like people that's around him or whatever, man, you could tell that's like a one of them captivating energies, you dig? And it's, I'm not saying it's rare, but it's like a breath of fresh air, man, when you see artists that's actually out there, you know what I mean, giving that energy to the culture, to the people, man. Say, they get me amped up, you dig? And I know Petty Murphy, big shout out Petty Murphy. We got fam on the line as well. I know Petty Murphy like that same shit, man. That's what gets you going, get your blood pumping. You know what I'm talking about? That's what I like, man. So we're going to get y'all soft stuff just a little bit. We're going to let some of y'all slow folks, man, get on off in here, man. Pile in, get on in, pull up, man. If you're online, 319-527-6057. That's the number, man. We're going to get y'all some time, man. We're going to let everybody pull up in, man. We got you. We know y'all don't want to miss this shit. Let's go.
No, I'm stepping on the fake. I am a reach out and blank, yeah. True gangster, no time and off the faker. Him not gangster, chop him some good before I bust him brain. Him I take with the same, we not same. I say him not want to be, but him carry on. Him think some gangster with a pistol, carry on, carry on. Keep me bike strong, too much gangster where me from. Where right from, some of them not come. One shot of the rum, one give me more rum. When me done, split in the air, I burn. One with your turn, your gangster, you earn, you earn.
You say you gangster, the way the rude boy walk, now the things get to talking about it, them. You say you gangster, you say you gangster. You say I'm gangster, the way that rude boy walk, now that things get to talking about it, them. You say I'm gangster. You say I'm gangster.
You. Gangsta walking, gangsta talking, yeah, my gangsta on point. Gangsta stalking for the niggas who know the shit that I'm on. Ain't about that talking shit, come show me. No spit box drip, you about that sparking shit, let's blow it. I got some heat top trip, he think he gangsta with his crew. I see that y'all got guns, I'm more gangster than even you. Ain't got a touch, man, one. You say it's deep, well I'm prepared. I calculated the steps, so when you thinking you prepared, I hit your family with death. That's right, fuck with me, I'm gonna send it. Empty clips and replenish, overkill on you. Niggas when Ripple Phoenix is ripping intensively, how you care for bitch. That's what you want in a coma hole and can't say shit. Now you can't front, say it's blessing for these niggas. I was blessed with intuition, gotta lead it by example. Let me smoke this intuition, fuck the small talking, barking. You niggas is lame, no at all talking, I'm sparking. Beware of the flame.
You say I'm gangster, the way that rude boy walk, now that things get to talking about it, them. You say I'm gangster. You say I'm gangster. You say I'm gangster. The way that rude boy walk, now that things get to talking about it, them. You say I'm gangster. You say I'm gangster.
They call it organized crime, but it's all about survival. I'm protecting what's mine, otherwise my rivals might conspire or connive against my rights. It all boils down to me trying to protect my life. My life bring a knife to a gunfight, goes down the ride. Affiliated with nothing but gangsters by my side, and we are not afraid to die. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and ready to back up anything I ever say in a recording booth. The truth is, I could die alone, or I could die knowing that at least I had homies who had my back when the rest of the world was phony. When I look over my shoulder, see him standing right behind me, knowing I'm not ever lonely. Squad goes, that's just the way the mob goes. So when it's time to unload, let the gun smoke, leave them trails blazing, cause that's the way I was raised up. A certified, genuine, bona fide, truly glorified professional gangster.
Gangster, the way that rude boy walk, now that things get to talking about it, damn, but say I'm gangster. You say I'm gangster. You say I'm gangster. The way that rude boy walk, now that things get to talking about it, them. You say I'm gangster. You say I'm gangster.
Rude boy, I'm a gangster, gangster. Rude boy, I'm a gangster, gangster. Rude boy, I'm a gangster, gangster.
Down, man. You already know who it is, man. Your boy Blackout, man. Overtime Hustle Gang Music. Real life music, you know what I'm saying? Right here on Chop On It Radio. We out here 100K jerking at all times. East side, stand up. Hey, to sit down, man. Let's get it.
Yeah! What we need? Money, 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 That M-O-N-E-Y, the Fetty, the paper, the pencil, the cash. So I'ma keep hustling, grinding, and making it play to the day that I get to the bag. Club in a Maserati, Ferrari, or Lamborghini. Act the ass in the parking lot to make sure all my haters see me. And I ain't posting, I feel like I deserve to flex up in this thing. E-I-P with the baddest motherfuckers, I'm for check up in this thing. And every time I'm in the club, get fucked up, I got my people with me. Design a bag full of getting breakers, yeah, I keep them with me.
Man, straight like that, man. You know we had to do it official. We had to do it right. We had to get y'all on that type of energy, man. Cause this man, this cat right here, we gonna get it going. Let's check in. Petty Murphy, man. Famo, what's good, man? You ready to get it in, man? What's popping with you? Appreciate you for calling in too, Famo.
Oh, already, Famo. You know I'm intelligent and I'm ready to go. Let's get it jerky.
And man, I gotta say, man, Petty Murphy be calling in, man. Almost every show, you know, Petty be on rocking with us, you know what I mean, doing his thing, man, you know what I mean. Big shout out to him and the Petty Murphy Project, man. But y'all already know, man, y'all been seeing it, man. Hey, y'all done piled in here, man. We gave y'all some time, man. We know y'all was on y'all time, not our time, but we gonna keep it good, keep it jerky, you did. But man, we gotta get this going, man. So without further ado, man, let's welcome, man, right now, man, Blackout. Welcome to Top On It Radio, man. Appreciate you for taking the time coming through. What's good with you, man?
Yeah! What's going down, man? Top On The Radio. You always know, man, we 100K jerking, man. It's your boy Blackout in the building. What's up, man? What's good? Appreciate y'all having me, man. The honor is mine. You feel me?
Hey, man. Say, look, when I came across your music, man, I said, man, hold on, man. I had to go back to it again. I said, oh, no, man, I got to plug in. And I have been following you ever since, you know what I'm saying? And, man, just your energy, man. But when it comes to your music, your style, you feel me, your flow, your delivery, you know what I mean, your timing, all of that, man, is unique from what we be hearing a lot of. And I'm like, oh, yeah, he's jerking right there, man. That's tall. He's jerking. You know what I'm saying? So I had to plug in with you, man, and it was definitely going to happen. But big salute to you, man. Go ahead, man, before we jump it off, man, let everybody know where they can find you at, man. If they want to email you, let them know where they can email you. Let's get that in.
Shit, man. You know, if you want to email me for booking or features, anything like that, man, the email is blackout155@gmail.com. So it's blackout155@gmail.com, man. It ain't going to work if you don't use the two T's, man. That's how you spell my name, Blackout with two T's, all one word, no space. And then you can find me on IG, man. My IG is it, which is ITZ. As in zebra _ real life Blackout. All right, that's how you find me. Remember to use two T's in Blackout, no space, _ after the it's, man. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing on Twitter, at Blackout. I believe it's Blackout Up Next. I don't know, I may have went and changed it a few times, but it should be Blackout Up Next, man. That's how you find me. Or if you just want to call directly to the company, man, you know what I'm saying? The number is 210-852-7641, man, for booking, serious inquiries only, man. You know what I'm saying? That's just how we do it, man. That's a business line, not a personal. You dig?
Straight like that. Hoo-hoo-wee. That's what I'm talking about, man. So tell me, man, give me a little rundown, man, where you from, man, and you know what I mean? How'd you know what I mean, create, you know what I mean, this energy, man, in your style, man? How'd that come apart at first? When this first spark off like that?
All right, man. Well, first off, let me start this off by saying free Chopper Boy Brown, man, free G3. You know what I'm saying? And rest in peace to my cousin Stutter, man. And I say that because that leads into what I'm about to
respect.
Say. I started rapping.
Respect.
I started rapping with Chopper Boy, which is my uncle. You know what I'm saying? I was about 9, 10 years old, man, following him around when he was doing his music thing in Corpus Christi. That's the hometown. That's where I was born at. You know what I'm saying? And just watching him and all his boys that he was coming up with do that music thing, you know, I felt like, shit, I was so around it for so much, I was like, I want to do it too. You know what I'm saying? So about 10 years old, I took some time. We was in the studio, and he put me in a little isolation room away from where they were recording at, and I found a piece of paper and some, you know, and a pencil, man, and I just started writing to the beat that they was recording in, you know, that they was recording to. And, you know, of course, it was some dumbed-down stuff, man, for a nine-year-old, man. So it wasn't just on no,
right.
You know, damn, he wrecked it. But it was impressive because it was my first rap. And it was, you know, all his boys was like, man, that's your nephew and this and that. So ever since then, man, that put that battery in my back. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm doing this. You know what I'm saying? And then up until about till I was about 13, 14 years old, man, me and my boy, man, we shout out to my brother T Crazy, man. Me and T Crazy, we just started doing music, and I did music with a couple other cats too, man. But it was the connection and the bond between me and him that just kind of, you know, stuck a lot longer than any other situation that I got in as an artist, you know, as a upcoming artist or whatever. You know, we were like Baby and Manny Fresh, man. You know, he did the beats, I did the rap.
Right, okay.
He was the business, I was the face. You know what I'm saying, like. And that's just how I rock, bro. And I finally landed my first deal. Well, first of all, my family moved up here when I was about 7 years old, man. We in San Antonio, Texas. You know what I'm saying? I grew up on the east side, straight out of Rigby. And, you know, everybody that knows, you know, what that means. But, you know, like I said, man, I've been up here for about 30 years now. Been doing my thing. I landed my first official record deal with what we used to be a label called 15-5 Entertainment. We had a big song on the radio. We actually had two big songs on the radio, but the main one that really put us out there was the one we had called It Wobble on the number one radio station down here, which is 98.5 The Beat, man. And, you know, the way that it fluctuated was, We ended up being in a contest for a big concert they had coming down here with Chamillionaire, Paul Wall, 3-6 Mafia, Young Jock, Paula DeAnda, you know what I'm saying? And we ended up being in a contest against another group down here, another label down here, and it came down to us two being like neck and neck, man. And the VP at the time, not the VP, the PD at the time at the radio station, she called us and was like, y'all won. And, you know, we downtown set of CDs and everything like that when we got the call. So, of course, we turned up, man. You know, we live as hell downtown making noise, all the white folks looking at us and stuff. But we had just got that call, like, y'all won the contest, you know. And the concert was the Beat Bash, what they call the Beat Bash up here. It's kind of like, you know, like Birthday Bash and music, you know, big music concerts like that. So, you know, for us to be some local cats, and we were already kind of getting that local fame because, like I told you, the song was on the radio. We was always downtown, right down Commerce and LaSoya, you know, moving our CDs, backpack full of CDs and stuff, rapping for people, you know, just that real footwork, you know what I'm saying, that authentic footwork and grind that's
right.
Today.
Yeah, a lot of cats don't know about that.
Yeah,
man,
exactly,
I'm
bro. Like, everything has,
oh, yeah, we're going to chop.
Everything has.
Yeah, we're going to chop.
Yeah, because everything now is just a push of the button type thing, man. To me, I feel
right.
Like, I mean, I'm not knocking it, but it's kind of lazy if you think about it, man, because it's like
if
it's not really no real work for me. You feel me?
Man, come on. Yep, I feel you,
yeah.
Man. That's what I'll be saying. Yeah, man, because I remember them days of Pussy CD, you know, man. My partner, man, I wasn't, but, you know, mm-hmm. My partner, man, I was with him, man. I seen him. He the one that introduced me to that part of the grind way back then.
Yeah.
We was going to colleges,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Passing CDs, mm-hmm. That shit like that. So,
school,
man, salute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man,
they don't know it's real. It was real.
Nah, it's for real, man. You don't know nothing about, I'm talking about every day, man, for the whole summer. Every day we woke up, We called each other. We met up, and we was downtown every day for damn near, man, I would say all day. We would get out there probably about maybe, I would say like 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, man, and be out there till the damn street sweepers come to clean the roads, bro. Like, it was like, damn. And we did that, and we did that every day, man, every day for a whole
real
summer
grinding.
Back in, back in, like, I think it was 06, 07, man. It was 06 because we moved to Atlanta in 07, but that's another story. But, yeah, man, so that's how that jumped off, and then we ended up doing B-Bash with about 30,000, you know, 30-plus thousand people, you know, and it was crazy because they before they introduced us, you know, we was the opening act for it. Before they introduced us, they cut off all the lights in the stadium, and everybody's phones and glow sticks and everything was lit up. And when they said 15-5, I BS you not, bro. When they said 15-5, everybody started singing their wobble. Bro, it was crazy. It was a surreal feeling, bro. It was our first big show. You know what I'm saying? And it was just love, man. It was just so much love from the city at that time, man. And even to this day, people will see, you know, a lot of us and be like, oh, hey, that's Black Out. That's Black from 15-5. Or they'll say 515. Like, a lot of people didn't know it was 15-5. They would say 515 or 15.5.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy, man. But, you know,
they knew who you was,
pretty much, that was pretty much the origin of what created the blackouts you see to this day. Like, honestly, I've always been musically inclined. You know, my grandfather was an old blues player and stuff like that. My grandmother is a well-known pianist. Yeah, my grandmother is a well-known pianist and everything. My mom sings, my aunt sings, you know, so it was just
it's in the DNA.
Exactly, bro. And, you know,
it's in the DNA.
Like I said, and it was just something I wanted to do, man. So, you know, and like I said, at that point, man, I was just like, I'm on this. Like, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. I'm going to make sure I do everything I can to make it become, you know, a foundation to what's going to become of me later on in life. Like, but it's going to start with this. You feel me? So That's
real
been
talk.
My heart and soul since day one, man. When I tell you I've lost friendships, I've lost relationships, I've lost plenty of jobs because of this shit, because I know that there's, like, it's going to pay off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know it is, you know.
Right,
and that's just, you know. And that's just, that was just the origin of me, bro. I got a hell of a story, fam. Like, I really do feel like my life could be a movie and reality show.
And I picked that energy up too, you know what I mean? That's why I was like, man, I couldn't wait to chop it with you, man, and chop with you. But Petty Murphy, man, I know you on the line, famo. You got any questions you want to ask, jump out there, because you know me.
What's going on, Blackout? How you doing, man? Hey, I want to say that your music's jerky, man. Doing great. I want to say your music is jerky, man, and I would love to have it on the Petty Murphy Project. I'll pretty much need audio drop and your MP3 to the Petty Murphy Project at gmail.com. I would love to basically let my viewers know who Blackout is.
Okay. I'm all for it, man. Inbox me and I'll send it to you, or I can get the email from Raw right now, you know what I'm saying, and we can get it going, bro.
Definitely. And here I got a question for you. You've been in the game for a very long time, and you are saying the right things that myself and the Mr. Tell, you know, these artists out here, as me being a comedian and an entertainer, you got to go out there and put that footwork in. What can you tell these artists from your experiences in this game on what needs to be done to, you know, get their, you know, basically get their name out there?
Off top, I think we all can agree that it's not going to happen overnight, and you have to understand that it's a process.
Right.
You know, a lot of times artists, you know, they kind of get discouraged from their first no, not realizing you're going to get 100 more no's before you get that first yes, you know. So when it comes down to putting yourself out there, man, I mean, that's to me, I feel like that's self-explanatory. Put yourself out there. You can't, like I said, these days, you know, people feel like, oh, I could just post something on YouTube and it's going to go viral. Or I could just post something on IG and Twitter and everybody's going to start engaging to it. Like, no, like, you still got to get out there, put your face out there. Like, yeah, people might hear your music, but who are you when we see you? I could be singing your song and you could be standing right next to me. And I wouldn't even know it was you because you're not putting yourself out there fully. You're just throwing music out there and expecting things to pop. So
right.
I would say you gotta get out there and network, man. You gotta get out there and network. And if you're a rapper, you know, don't just subject yourself to just doing things that got to do with rap. Like, go to the comedy shows. Go to, you know what I'm saying, go to the R&B show. Go to the poetry nights. Go to the open mic nights and karaoke and stuff like that. Because anywhere where there's a stage and a mic, that's a platform for you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
Regardless of what type of music you do, you put yourself out there. Me, I go to karaoke nights and the old folk, you know, the old folk spots and stuff, and they love me. Even though I'm going and I'm rapping and I got gold in my mouth, so like, I'm still embraced like I'm one of them because I put myself out there. You know
absolutely.
What I'm saying? And
that,
right.
Yeah,
that's
like, you gotta put yourself out there, man. Nobody's gonna do the work for you. You have to still, you know, you got, and honestly, you got to be serious about it. Like, a lot of these artists, man, if you really think about it, a lot of them are overnight artists because they just woke up one day and went to the studio with somebody else, and it was like, oh, nigga, you need to record that shit, and it just happened,
right.
A lot of them didn't even want to be artists. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
that's
you listen
real.
To the
that's
stories,
real.
And you tune into the interviews of a lot of these artists. That's the first thing they say. Well, I mean, I never really wanted to rap. Well, damn, nigga, can we push
right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right.
I feel what you said.
Yeah,
and that makes sense, too. Because you do hear a lot of rock artists, you know what I mean, say that. Yeah.
Right. It's not going to come to you, man. That's for damn. So
right,
if anybody,
right.
if y'all don't take nothing else away from me from this interview and this what we're doing right now, it's not going to come to you, man. Ain't nobody going to come knock on your door and be like, hey, who are you? Oh, you're an artist? Yeah, bet. Okay, let's go. It's not going to happen like that. You got to get out there. You got to network. You got to put the face to the music. You got to put yourself out there. Like, at the end of the day, you got to remember you're a brand and a product to be sold. So
right.
You got to get out there and sell yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to sell yourself to these sponsors. You got to sell yourself to these investors, these promoters to want to put you on shows and you know, bloggers to want to interview you and stuff like that. Like, that's not going to happen if you're just sitting around waiting for it.
That's real.
That,
I'm glad you said that, man.
Real.
Wise words, boy. Hey, look, you can tell what a brother got their head on right, man, for the things they say and how they talk. Big shout out to you, man. We got this number, man, that's been online, man, since the show started as well, man, and that's how we kind of like to do it, man. So let's see, 7136, man. Welcome to the show. You on with Blackout on Chop on the Radio. Who we got?
Yo, what up? What up? What up? Famo Nation, what's happening?
Man,
what's going down,
Scooter, what's going on, man? Branch Off Records in the building. And, man, I'm glad you called in, too, Famo, because we definitely got to get y'all plugged up, man. Blackout, man.
Yeah.
This Scooter, man. Branch Off Records, man, holding it down. Scooter, man, go ahead, man. Let him know where you're from, man. And I know you've been on, so, you know, you want to ask him anything.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. Hey, keep doing your thing, man. It's a lot of business out there. It's a lot of opportunity out there, man. Go get it, man. You're on the right path. Keep your mind right. You know what I mean? It's there. Trust me.
Already,
it's there.
Big
hard.
I appreciate
it's
it,
hard.
Man.
Yeah, man. It's hard. As an artist, you're an artist, and you excited about the work, and you want to do the work, man. You can absolutely have whatever you want. I promise you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that, bro. Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
music,
man.
Just keep making music.
Famo got a show too,
yeah.
Man. Famo, go ahead, man.
That's the easy part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Famo got a show too. Schooler got his show, man. Schooler in house. Famo, man. On the two, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell him about your show.
Yeah, man, the School and Hounds show, man. Check us out on YouTube, man. School and Hounds. Or you can go to branchoffrecords.com. go to the affiliates. Mm-hmm. You'll see the School of Hound show up there. Or it might just go to BrainShotRecords.com. You can find them. It's all there. Or, you know, okay. Tap in with the
I'm going to make sure I plug y'all in, too.
Where you located, fam?
I'm in North Carolina. I'm in Supply, North Carolina.
Okay, I've never been up that way.
Yeah, man, we're right here at the beach, man. In the summertime, we jumping, girl.
There'll be all kinds of stuff going on out here.
You know what I'm saying? But it's small.
I definitely need to bring this energy up that way, man. Yeah, I definitely need to bring this Texas energy up that way, for sure.
Yes, sir.
That's a bet, man. Let's do something.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, Blackout, when it comes to you performing, man, because I seen, you know what I mean, I seen a clip of you performing and things like that. Mm-hmm. What is your mindset, you know what I mean, not even going into it, but say you already booked, all right, you know you booked to do a show, you know what I mean, however mm-hmm. long it out it is or whatever, mm-hmm. but you know you're doing it. What is your mindset, man, and like some of the things you do, you know, leading up to that night to prepare you for that night for when you do perform? Is there anything that you do?
Well, first and foremost, man, I make sure I got any and every promo material that the promoter may be, that the promoter may have, so that I can do my share and my part in making sure that the show is successful. You know, I'm not one of them artists that just get booked and then I just show up doing my thing and then I'm out. Like I'm gonna make sure I'm posting the flyer. I'm gonna make sure I'm letting people know about the show and doing my little videos and stuff like that up until the night of, because I want the show to be just as successful as the promoter do. I ain't trying to, you know, perform to the bartender and the staff. You feel me? So I want to make sure I do my part to get
man,
more people
I,
in that city.
Woo!
That's what's
up. I like what he said. Because that's how most artists are. Most artists want to, you know, they see an opportunity to get on, not knowing that people, like you said, you know, you were going to invest that same time that, you know, the promoter invested in putting this opportunity in. I've had a few issues with artists that are like that. It's because they just say, oh, we're going to promote the week of the show. Think we're going to get a crowd. Okay, let's say the show was promoted 2 months ahead of time. So what the hell did you do the other, I don't know, 7 weeks?
Yeah.
I mean,
you got to put that fucking grind out there.
You got to put that grind out there. It takes everybody. Because once you put your name, you ask for your name to be on that flyer, to be on that mm-hmm. show, that fly fee is paid. The promoter gets you mm-hmm. the tickets and everything else. It is your job to go out there and bring the people in the building as much as the promoter is. Mm-hmm. You're doing it the right way. And I respect you. I respect you 100K for that.
No, like real talk, man. Like the thing about it is, it's like, even though you might be the one, you know, you might be in a position of the promoter of the show, it's still all of our responsibility to make it a good show, because all of our names are attached to it. That's my face on that flyer. So I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be remembered as, oh, it was Blackout show and, man, was nobody there? Didn't nobody show up for him? Like, damn, well, I didn't even know he was performing. Like, those are the type of conversations that we tend to hear a lot from a lot of shows, because the promotion isn't mm-hmm. done right on everybody's part, though, not just the promoter. You know what I'm saying? Like, we deal with that a lot down here. A lot of the venues deal with that a lot down here when they do shows, because artists are so comfortable and feel so privileged or you know what I'm saying, or whatever, not realizing this is an opportunity, not something that's just supposed to be given. You know, this is something you
learn. They go on in the Midwest too, man. They go up this way too.
Yeah,
they go
in the Midwest too.
Yeah, it goes on here. Hey, look, and that's why you hear me and Petty. We like, damn, some of the stuff that we talk about now. I ain't gonna, you know, I'm gonna keep it 100K with you, man. You know, I ain't on no big wig level where I got $1 million or nothing like that, man. But I soak up game and I learn game and I peak game. You dig? So we try to tell all the certain things, man, that you know that's proving the worth for people and it's proving the worth. And what you saying, man, shit, we didn't have so many sessions on what you talking about, man. So it's kind of like for you to come on and say these type of things, you know what I mean? It's like, damn, like, yeah, man, that's what's up. That's real 100K type stuff. Because a lot of people don't think and don't see it like that. And that's some of the things that people, not just us, but other people be trying to get them to see as well. People who've been in the game and know the game.
Right.
Exactly.
You
got to
understand. Go ahead, boss.
Go.
Yeah, and because, you know, people don't treat this as a business. They look at it as an opportunity to party and bullshit. And that's not how the game fucking works. If I put you on the show and I dug you a time slot, I tell artists straight up, if you are not there 30 minutes before your set, you ain't performing. The shows must go on. And a lot of people, a lot of these artists don't know that people like myself, when we put on our shows, we're the promoter, but we're watching. If you're promoting, we're watching you.
But
we want to see if you are about that business.
I like the type of promoters, man. Like I try to spar to be, man. There's other people because, you know, I grew up watching Def Comedy Jam and all that. So, you know what I mean? I be moving and grooving through the crowd. You feel me? Like, I'm all over the place. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you over in the corner doing what you do. Hey, man, it is what it is. But it is business. But I do want to hear on Blackout about his stage performance, man, his energy, because it's an energy from even when he talk and his music that he takes also to when he perform. And that right there, man, that's what I'm going to get into, man.
He said that what I want to get into.
The energy.
We can definitely get into that, man, but I just want to touch one more time on what we were talking about, man. It's like,
yeah, go ahead. Y'all go ahead and finish up. Oh, yeah.
Like I said, man, from an artist perspective, man, you gotta understand the difference between booking an artist that's actually serious about their craft versus just throwing a rapper on stage. You know what I'm saying? And the thing, the difference in that is if you book an artist will already understand the time and value, the preparation, the expectation of them as the artist on the ticket and flyer. You know what I'm saying? Versus a rapper that's just like, okay, I'm going to show up, you know, 10, 15 minutes later, try to make an entrance to a crowd that don't even really know me to try to be on this whole star status shit. Like, you know, and then they get up there and then their performance is lackluster, or they may even kill the show. But then even after they kill the show, they're not promoting themselves. They don't have no merchandise on deck. Nobody's going to remember who the hell they are, you know. And it's because the beginning of the whole show, they didn't even promote it.
Blow up. We've had many conversations about this, and especially what happened to me in Dallas in September.
That's what I said. Let him talk, man, because he's been real game, you did. So let's soak it up, man.
Bro,
go ahead, Blackout, man.
Man, look, I've been in this for a long time, man. I've seen the ups. I've seen the downs, man. And one thing about it is I've always dwelled myself on professionalism, you know, and that's what a lot – like that to me, it's a lot missing in the game right now. But it's all due to somebody's like guidance and upbringing. Because if you just around knuckleheads, then you're gonna act like a knucklehead. But if you're around businessmen and people that understands the value of preparation time and you know, putting a good show together and the promotion and the marketing and the advertising and all that good stuff, then you should have no flaws. The show should go on flawless. It should be successful, you know. And one thing about me is I don't care if I'm getting paid for a show or not. If I'm on that flyer, I'm going to make sure it sticks. I'm going to make sure them people know Blackout is in the building. You know, whether I'm in a city I don't live in, whether I'm in the city, like in my city, you know, I'm always, I mean, you can go down my page right now. You'll see anytime I had a show, I did a video for it. Hey, man, it's your boy Blackout, man. Come check me out. This and that. Tickets on sale, right? I just did it for the Slim Thug and Zero show I opened up for. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like, it don't matter if it's a big show, small show, whatever. I'm going to advertise it as if I'm the one paying for the commercials. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's just it, bro. But that all goes.
And
Honey
K, he did what Honey K, he did what we talk on the radio too. He did
yep.
what's up
yeah.
on the radio too. So he's speaking real
yeah.
talk.
Yeah, and I give him that respect.
Like I said, my name attached to it, your name attached to it, bro. At the end of the day, if it's a flawed show, it's gonna fall back on all of us, not just one person.
Straight.
It's gonna fall back on all of us. The promoter gonna get talked about. The artist that was performing gonna get talked about. Then people gonna be like, "Well, where's the venue? Nobody knew where it was. Who's promoting this? Like, it all comes down to that. So it's collectively all of our responsibility to promote and make sure the show is successful.
Absolutely. Apt as God, honest truth.
Hey, look, as they say when he opened the door of the church, won't they come? Come on in. Come on in, y'all. Come. Won't they come? You know what I mean?
Come
on in and listen,
yeah.
man. Listen to this game, man. It's real. It's real talk, though. For real.
Yeah.
School to school, man.
Yeah, look,
I know you still on there, man. What you think?
I've been a gang for a long time, son. I've been a gang for a long time. I done got a lot of wisdom and game just from experience. Not even nobody telling me how things go, but just me kind of analyzing to see how it's supposed to go.
Right. Right, I can feel it.
I'm feeling the spirit here tonight. We preaching tonight.
Oh, yeah, man. Church. Church, yeah.
Is that why
here.
I'm putting, like, I'm in a church house right now?
Hey, man.
Amen,
brother. Go ahead and pull your handkerchief off, man. We got to give him a little bit, man. Let him pat himself down over there. School to school,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you know, I got my cloth, or, you know, patting my forehead.
Yeah,
inside,
yeah, man.
Take it off
yeah,
long,
go
please.
Pat your forehead. He's straight
oh,
like
no.
that, man. Straight hey, like that.
Hey,
school
hey,
to school,
man.
Yeah,
I'm here. I'm here.
Hey, I'm sucking it all up like y'all, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening. You know what I'm saying?
Straight
I'm
up.
Already. You know,
straight.
Checking it out. Already. You know what I mean? My man, he got it. You know.
Yeah.
He got his mind right. You know what I mean? He got his mind right. He's saying a lot. He's been
oh,
in the
yeah.
game for a long time. Hey.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And soaked
that's
up game. Now you said something too, man. You said something that stuck out to me too just now. You was like, not even something that somebody taught you. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? And I can relate to
yeah.
that, you feel me? And I feel it, but go ahead and you know what I mean? Touch on that a little bit. I know I feel what you're saying. But for the listeners, this man, let them know what you mean and how you put that together. Because that's a gift, too, people don't understand that.
Yeah. This is all about being a servant, man. Like not just going for the ride, but actually paying attention to the route. You know what I'm saying? Like, one thing about it is I've always had a good memory to certain things, you know what I'm saying? Like, and anytime I went to, like, studio sessions, concerts, you know, open mic nights or whatever, I was just kind of, even if I wasn't performing and I was just in there as a spectator, you know what I'm saying? I always watched how
right.
all the moving parts did what they were supposed to do and the show would go well. You know, and then just in the business in general, man, you just gotta learn, bro. You can't just be an artist. You have to be able to mold yourself and learn how to become a businessman, because at the end of the day, the rap is only 10% of it.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? The rap
Come
is
on.
only the rap is just 10% of it. The rest of it is 90% business, bro. Like
there
you know,
is.
And that goes from everything from your publishing to your split sheets to your contract and all, you know, just all that kind of stuff we can get into whenever. But at the end of the day, man, you gotta wanna learn not only the craft but what makes it so, you know, intriguing, you feel me? Because it's like,
yeah, right.
you want to rap, you know what I'm saying? You want to rap and you become a rapper or whatever. Okay, boom, I learned how to rap. Now you realize, okay, it's more than just rap. Now I got to learn how to put my music out there. So then you got to have the knowledge to know how to hit these distro kids and these CD babies and all that. How you going to do that if you've never seen nobody do it? That's why when you go to these sessions and these network this spot and stuff, that's where the networking comes in at, because you might have a number to a media person that could set up a website for you or can direct you to these kind of things. It's all about learning from experience, man. That's what life is, learning information from experience. That's all it is, bro. Like,
Teddy, I'm going to bring you back over just a second, Teddy. Yeah, I see. No, I told Teddy I'm going to bring you back on just a little bit. We had a little feedback coming in. I see you, man. You're speaking real,
It's all about learning, man. You just learn as you go, and then once you learn as you go, you know, by the time you get to where you're trying to get to, you damn near know everything you need to know about it.
That's real. Bring Petty on.
Hey, fam up.
Petty, you on there, man? Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, Schooler. Go ahead.
Hey, look, like fam up, say. What did you say you learned from? How you learned the music business?
You say what?
How you say you learn how you learn how to do this music thing?
Being observed.
You just observe, man. You watch those rounds, man. You know what I'm saying? If you're around people that's doing music and like let's just say like I said earlier, my story. I learned how to rap by watching my uncle and them and how they used to rap. And then I kind of created my own style from learning from how they rap. But I just switched it up a little bit. Like, they would go fast, I would go a little faster. If they went slow, then I went fast. You see what I'm saying? It's just all about kind of testing the waters a little bit. But I did that by watching everybody around me that was doing what I felt like I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. So what I was saying was, you say people want to be serious about it. Like,
you said what?
You on point. Like, you on point. Like, you on point 1,000%. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The music is only 10% of this. It's about the business.
Yeah. 90% business, 10% talent, bro.
And you know, but the 100% of the thing.
Always,
you know,
been that way.
I'm going to go ahead and tell everybody right now, if they don't know that, 100% way to fix that problem is get people in the door. You get people in the door, you got an entertainer that want to get people in the door, you run your own business. Y'all entertainers.
Yeah.
We breakstartbreakers.com. That's what we working on. That's what we got. A lot of artists.
That's
That's
it.
Yeah.
I mean, if people really didn't listen to what he said, then they don't understand.
Man.
But when they do understand,
man.
He hit it right on the head. That's
1,000%. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I said, I'm soaking up game. We, you know, over here, we're going to let his ass talk. Shit, so go ahead and spit that game. Hey, there's a lot of people tuned in. And salute to everybody, man, that done pulled in on the phone line. Appreciate all y'all, man. Everybody that done plugged in online to the show, too, man. Big shout out to them, man. Yeah, we all with Blackout for the ones that just came in, man. You know, we can replay the show at any time, but we still got a long way to go, man, so we getting it in. Blackout, man, we still got you, man. I know you got a ride, man. We don't keep you too long. I know you busy, man.
Yeah, bro, we good, man. We vibing. It's all good, man.
Okay, man. But yeah, man, I'm going to let you go ahead and get back into it, man, because I know you was leading up to that energy on that stage.
Yeah, so basically, man, it's really no real story behind that, bro. That's just me. Like, I've always been what people would call the life of the party or the class clown. You know, I'm not ashamed to say it. I was the one that, but you know what was crazy though? It wasn't I wasn't the class clown that was disruptive. I was more so like
not
the class clown that you know, I was listen, let me tell you something. I was the class clown that the teacher actually laughed at. Like laughed with. You know what I'm saying? Like
A lot of times,
man, because the thing about it is I come from that underground culture in the music to where we used to do the beats on the desk and flow sessions and all that type of stuff. So we used to do that in middle class. You know what I'm saying? We used to do that in middle class, man. You talking about You talk about old white teachers, man, jumping in, you know, clapping and jamming with us in the middle of class. So that was just, that was just me. I was always that person that kind of stood out in any crowd I stood, you know, any crowd I was with. I always stood out. I was doing the school talent shows, the pep rally. Like, you know, I was just that guy at family gatherings. I was the one everybody wanted to see dance and, you know, sing this and rap this. And my mama made me a show do, like, at an early age. I was always the one, Brandon, go do this. Brandon, come sing this for your grandma and, you know, that type of shit, man. So it just kind of stuck with me, man. And everywhere I go, even as an adult now, you know, everybody, man, you gonna perform tonight, man, what's up? You gonna get on that flow, man? Yeah, okay. And, you know, I just kinda take that same energy and just kinda crank it up about 10 more notches when I'm on stage, because the thing about it when I'm on stage is that's my world. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't be touched in that world. I don't feel like nothing can harm me when I'm on stage, even though I know shit can happen, but I'm saying that's what my mind frame is. You know what I'm saying? That's what my mind frame is. I'm in my own world. Like, I'm not worried about nothing, bills, none of that, man. I'm in my world. I'm blackout. This is what I'm doing. My main focus is entertaining these people in front of me. And I give it my all, bro. I leave my heart on stage every time. If I don't leave my heart, I at least leave my shirt.
I know that's right, man. And you know, that's what you can get that energy from, like I said, from us not, you know, being there at the show, but seeing little videos and little clips like that, man. You can tell all that rolls over into that, man, because, you know, man, we used to host a lot of shows, but I see a lot of clips, man, where a lot of artists, and some of them be like, well, man, I don't dance. We understand that, you know what I'm saying, but what I think it is like it's a switch that got to come on when you step out there on stage to perform. That switch got to come on to like, man, this is, you know what I mean, this is my time.
Yeah. The thing about it though is, man, it's like it's a difference between rapping on stage and entertaining on stage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the difference is that I'm gonna break that down. Think about it. When you go to the average type showcase and you see artists, let's just say for instance, you got a showcase of rappers, right? Now I'm talking about 10, at least two of the rappers are just gonna be some stand in one spot. You know, holding my nuts, rapping, you know, to one person, not moving around the stage, not jumping in the crowd, not interacting with everybody. Like, and then you got that one guy or that couple of guys that's going to come, jump around, climb on shit, jump off shit, jump in the stage, in the nigga face, he don't know. You know, that's entertaining. That's what people pay to see. Like, I didn't pay to get in the club just to see you stand in one spot and rap. Yeah, that's your style, not knocking it. But you can't be mad if you don't get the same reciprocated energy that this other dude got, you know what I'm saying, that came before you or after you, because he was actually entertaining, doing backflips and shirt off and all in the women's faces and grinding. That's entertaining. That's what people pay to see.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you.
I've always said I'm always give them their money's worth, even if I'm not the one being paid for money.
Like that.
You know,
yeah.
That's it, man. That's it. It's called a showcase for a reason. You're supposed to showcase why we even supposed to be paying attention to you. Why would I stand here and watch you instead of going to go get a drink at the bar or go holler at this chick? Like, what is it about you that's going to make me give you all my attention with so much other shit going around? Here it is.
Right.
Drop the music, DJ. Boom, I'm in your face, nigga. Don't know you, but I'm in your face, rapping to you, eye contact, like, here you go. And you know, you engaging because it's something you wasn't expecting.
All right, that's real.
You know what I'm saying? Now you got some dudes that don't feel, you know, like you on some testing nuts type shit, and you know, you deal with that how you deal with that. But me, I'm gonna entertain. If you don't like the way I'm entertaining, then move to the back and let somebody come up front that actually want to see it.
Because this
is what it is up front, bro. And they're like, this is what it is up front. If you close by that stage, this
right,
is how I go down.
when you interact, man, and you entertain, man, that's what get the crowd. That's what get the people that came to pay the ticket to come to the show. You know what I mean? That gives them that show. You know what I mean? And that's a great way for you to leave an impression on them, man. I dig what you're saying.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you touched on that, because to me, that's the most important part of a show. That's the most important part of you performing at a show. Is you leave something, you leave people with something to take with them, whether it be a piece of merchandise, whether it be a remembrance of something you did on stage, or just your whole stage show, period. They not going to forget that. I tell people all the time, bro, I don't give a shit if I'm first. I don't care if I'm in the middle or if I'm in the end. They going to remember me.
There it is.
They don't remember me, bro. I don't care if I'm the headliner, the opener, the nigga that just walked in and he said, hey, you want to perform? Yeah, I'll perform. Boom. And I'm like, they gonna remember me, because I'm going to make sure when I'm on that stage, I leave it all out there. This is who I am. I'm Blackout. I want y'all to listen to my music. Well, watch me perform first, and then you can make the judgment if you want to go check me out or not. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, You don't owe me nothing. You don't have to listen to me. You don't even have to watch me perform right now, but you're going to hear me.
That's really,
you know,
that's
you
true.
Could be, man, look, I've done it. I've done it plenty of times, man, and I'm not bragging, but I've done it plenty of times. There's been plenty of shows that I've done where when it's my time to get on stage, it's only like maybe 4 or 5 people in the front. By the time I get to my second song or at the end of my first song, I got damn near the whole place. Phones out. Damn, who is that? Who is like, straight up, bro? Because off top, as soon as the music drop, I'm on your ass. Like, I'm there, you know?
Right,
and it's like, oh, shit. Like, I didn't know he was coming like that. Shit, wait a minute. Who is
that?
You know, man, like, and that's the effect I got. And that's the effect I have, man. You could be way in the back of the venue at the bar getting a drink or hollering at a chick or getting ready to leave. As soon as my music drop and you hear me do that, or something like that, you're going to turn the hell around like, say, I can chill for a little more longer. Like, let me see what this nigga finna do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let me see what you're talking about.
Real talk. And before you know it, you're going to stay for the rest of the night. Now the lights coming on, you like, damn, nigga, I was supposed to leave, and like, yeah, I'm here. You know what I'm saying?
So like, I'm in this thing. Straight up.
Yeah, but like I said, man, but when I'm on stage, man, just the whole energy is just, that's just my let off moment, man. Like, I could be going through something, I could be dealing with something, man, and that's just my moment to just let it all out, bro. I'm yelling in the mic, but I'm still, you know, clear enough for you to understand what I'm saying. I'm jumping around, but I'm still here with you. Like, that's just me, man. I've always wanted to be an entertainer because I always see myself doing stadium-type shows, man. When I look at, like, footage of Busta Rhymes when he did motherfucking Rolling Loud and all that and those type of crowds, I see myself in that position one day. And I know I'm going to rock that mug, bro. You know what I'm saying? For real.
We did a show not too long ago about the power of your visualization, you know what I mean? And that's a step in all that, man. You got to visualize seeing yourself, what you just said, seeing yourself in some of the places you want to be.
Yep. See it, speak it, go get it. That's it.
There it is. There it
see
is.
See the vision, speak it into existence, and go get it.
Straight up. Petty Murphy, your ass ain't gonna sleep over there, have you?
Nah, Sam, I'm listening to him. He's saying the right thing. I am good.
I feel say that I'm game, you listen to that game like a lullaby. He done lullabied you to sleep, huh?
I'm good right now, man. I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Father, sleep over there. Now, go ahead, Petty, man. I know you got some questions, man. Go ahead, Fimo.
Yeah, I just want to say, number one, I did find you on Facebook. I did send you a message, Blackout, on the information on sending your music and audio drop to the Perry Murphy Project.
Okay.
You're doing the right thing by, you know, shouting out the shows that you're on and everything else, too. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that we have been talking about is with artists. You know, with the, no one won't want to get on the show just want to do the show, but it also goes from promoting yourself. You know, with platforms like Top on the Radio, like the Perry Murphy Project, the School and Hound Show, and other platforms like that. What can you tell artists how basically you promoting everything that you do, no matter what, has helped you?
Good question, man.
That is a good question. That is a good question. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I would say to me, it's like anytime you're thinking about an artist promoter situation, to me, it's kind of like building a rapport with each other. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like you wanna build a relationship so that the business can grow further. Like, you can do more things together. If it goes right and we do this the right way, man, ain't no telling what else we can do next. So, to me, it's all about building a rapport.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about playing your position and actually showing the promoter, like, no, I'm not just trying to be on your show. I want to be a part of your show.
Right.
Because... you see what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference between just being on the show and being a part of the show. When you just on the show, that means you just coming to do your thing and you out. You know what I'm saying? When you're a part of the show, that means I'm going to make sure I'm on time for the show. If the promoter needs anything as far as me helping with, you know, selling some more tickets or, you know, making sure people get their VIP sections right or whatever. That's being a part of the show. And it goes a long way because it shows the promoter, damn, like all I did was book him for the show. But, you know, Blackout, he came through and he was helping with this and he helped put the chairs up after the show and he stayed the whole show. Even after he performed, he was embracing, he was never. I like that dude. Like, I want to book him again. He was cool. You know what I'm saying? And it just kind of, it leaves an impression. And remember, we've been talking about impressions because that goes a long way in a lot of different situations, almost every situation, really, because how you carry yourself speaks volumes on your character. And to me, like I said, it's all about building a rapport, man. So, you know, that's just, to me, that's very important, man. That's very important. Like I said, at the end of the day, the answer to your question would be because there's a difference between being on the show and being a part of the show. It's all about building a rapport and relationship with people.
I did it.
Eddie Murphy, you can put a check mark by that one. He nailed that one off the spot, off the rip.
He did. I did it.
Right off the cuff, man. It's real. When it's real, you ain't got to prep it. You did.
Exactly.
Yeah, real talk. Like, I can honestly say, man, me building a rapport with a lot of promoters down here and even in other cities too, because, you know, I do quite a few shows in Houston as well, and I've built those rapport and those relationships along the way because they know if they book Blackout, if they put Blackout on the show, he's going to promote it. He's going to flood his timeline on IG, Facebook, Twitter, whatever platform that he has.
Hit the mute for just a second, man.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Tope, we got the background. Tope, hit the mute, man, just till you come on. Unmute yourself.
There you go.
Okay, my bad.
Go ahead. No, you good. Go ahead.
Okay, but no, I was saying, that's pretty much how I end up on a lot of these shows because I've built rapport in the past with these promoters that book me now. You know, and it's always been good business, you know, and that goes a long way. And a lot of times people feel artists feel like they entitled just because they know the promoter needs an artist to perform or on the show. But what they got to understand is, of course, I'm going to, like, when it comes down to it, am I going to put the artist that's
high, you know what I'm saying, versus the artist that's loyal. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So it's like,
right.
This artist that's been rocking with me, he's been coming to the show. He comes, he performs, he watches everybody else perform and shit. Now I got this big, big show that could really, you know, do some things for him. Why would I go and get the artist that everybody's talking about just because he's the most talked about artist versus the one that's been riding with me for all these other shows?
That's real. That's real.
Like, that's the difference between building a rapport and just being an artist on call. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the difference, man. And that's how I end up on a lot of these shows is because I've done that over the years. And it's taking time, but it's been worth it.
Right. And I mean, I can respect that, man, because that's that real grind, man, and that's certain things that you got to do. And a lot of other people, you know, don't do it. And if you don't do it, hey, that ain't how you do it. Salute to you like that. But when you talk about that real grind, and that comes from because, like you said, you spoke on the CDs and you know what I mean, selling the CDs, pushing CDs, you spoke on that too. So even coming from that right there, it's going to be a different, you're going to have a different outlook when it comes to right now, today, in today's time, because of that grind that you put in then. You know what I mean? You went through that grind then, so that you know what I mean? That was like a jump start, you know what I mean, for you. So in a lot of cases, sometimes when we talk to them, that right there is missing. If they could just go through that time where you had to get out there and push that stuff like that, And then come to this, then they can see why certain people look at the game in certain ways. So I respect your viewpoint, man. I got to bring my Femo on, Jag the Official. Let me get him on. Femo, Jag the Official, okay. Man, what's going on with you, Femo?
Man, what's good, Femo?
What's
hey,
going
man,
on,
we got
fam?
Black out here on the show, man. What's good?
What's going on? What's up?
What's good, Blackout?
Ain't nothing to it, my G. Nice meeting you, bro. Appreciate you tuning in.
Already. So, man, you know I got to tune in and chop on it, man. It wouldn't be right. They wouldn't be able to call me Silent Night if I didn't slide in on them every now and again.
Yeah. Yeah, Silent Night, man. He one of the Jerk Kings, man. He one of the main hosts here on the show, too, man, and one of the owners of the show, and Famo Nation, man. So, but I know we've been playing the track that we're getting ready to get into. And I know Famo, Jagged Official, I know, man, you like that track as well, man. So anything, you know what I mean, you want to holler at Blackout for before we get off into that one?
Man, now run. I just want to hit that one more time, bro. Run that one. I can chop it up with him whenever we get done, man. Run that shit.
Already.
All right. This is what we going to do, man. We're going to take a real quick break, man. Femo say, let's run it, man. We're going to let y'all take a break, man. Get off into some of this blackout, man. Y'all stay tuned, man, because we're going to come back. Hey, the top ain't over, baby. We just get warmed up. Let's get it jerking, man.
Yeah! You already know, man. It's your boy Blackout, man. And right now, you about to get into the exclusive world premiere right here on Chop On It Radio. My new single called Real Life. You know what I'm saying? No cap. And you know we always keep it jerking at 100K. Yeah! Yeah! I'm back, baby! Yes, sir! Mm-hmm. You already know what time it is!
Who it is?
Black guy!
Yeah.
Real life! No cap, nigga! I really do this for real!
No cap!
See, I grind for the bag in real life. Get off my ass in real life. Hustling it daily like 24/7. No, this ain't no cap, it's real life. Got these haters mad in real life. They be making me laugh in real life. But they see me come up from nothing to something. It's my turn to brag in real life. Hey. Real life. No cap. Keep my eyes out for these fake niggas. Stay strapped. No matter how long it takes, I was gone, get it. 10 plus years, over 10 plus years, so you know I'm still here. And you know I'm still killing. Man, it's less about a
man upset, but you know I gotta thank him every day that a nigga's ain't leaving. Chasing the dream, trying to get to these millions. Gotta go get it for the wife and children. No time for the bullshit. Not a gangster, but I do keep a full clip. These haters be plotting and watching yourself, waiting for your downfall, hoping you slip. So many niggas running around with these loose lips. Who still ain't hard on IG, but won't do shit. Quitting like to really get into the back, but the lights and the tags in real life, it's all bullshit. Yeah. That ain't your foreign you with. And that ain't your bitch in them pigs. You put the post guns on Facebook, knowing your ass ain't no killer. To me, I came up around real deep. They really with it, my nigga. They don't do no posting, they don't DM. They just pull up and give you your ear. Oh God, you won't find no one real. Then this San Antonio nigga, living life to the fullest. Give a fuck about a hater trying to deny that I'm that nigga. Ask anybody around the city about me. They gon' say that nigga Benny needs me. Never been paid for the tennis to be hard. You really with the shit and gon' rip me against in real life. Get off my ass in real life. Hustling daily like 24/7. No, this ain't no cap. It's real life. Got these haters mad in real life. They be making me laugh in real life. Cause they see me come up from nothing to something. It's my turn to brag in real life. Yeah. Real life, real life. No cap, no cap. Keep my eyes out for these fake niggas. Stay strapped, stay strapped. Real life, real life.
Real life.
No cap, no cap.
Shit, man, it's off on the radio, man. We don't do that shit just one time, man. Run that shit back. Let's go.
Yeah! I'm back, baby. Yes, sir. You already know what time it is.
Who it is?
Black guy.
Yeah.
Real life, real life.
Real life.
No cap, no cap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, I grind for the bag in real life. Get off my ass in real life. Hustling daily like 24/7. No, this ain't no cap, it's real life. Got these haters mad in real life. They be making me laugh in real life. But they see me come up from nothing to something. It's my turn to brag in real life. Yeah. Real life, real life. No cap, no cap. Keep my eyes out for these fake niggas. Stay strapped, stay strapped. Real life, real life,
real life.
No cap, no cap. Got no time for you talking to me. I made a promise to myself a long time ago. No matter how long it takes, I was gonna go get it. Sweat, blood, sweat, tears over 10 plus years. So you know I'm still here.
And you know I'm still killing.
I'm blessed by the man upstairs. But you know I gotta thank him every day that a nigga's ain't leaving. Chasing the dream, trying to get to these millions. Gotta go get it for the wife and children. No time for the bullshit. Not a gangster, but I do keep a full clip. Plotting and watching yourself, waiting for your downfall, hoping you slip. So many niggas running around with these loose lips. Who still ain't hard on IG, but won't do shit. Quitting like to really get into the back, but the lights and the tags in real life, it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
That ain't your foreign you with. And that ain't your bitch in them pigs.
Me.
You put the post guns on Facebook, knowing your ass ain't no killer. To me, I came up around real deep. They really with it, my nigga. They don't do no posting, they don't DM. They just pull up and give you your ear. Oh God, you won't find no one real. Then this San Antonio nigga, living life to the fullest. Give a fuck about a hater trying to deny that I'm that nigga. Ask anybody around the city about me. They gon' say that nigga Benny needs me. Never been paid for the tennis to be hard. You really with the shit and gon' rip me against in real life. Get off my ass in real life. Hustling daily like 24/7. No, this ain't no cap, it's real life. Got these haters mad in real life. They be making me laugh in real life. But they see me come up from nothing to something. It's my turn to brag in real life. Yeah. Real life, real life. No cap, no cap. Keep my eyes out for these fake niggas. Stay strapped, stay strapped. Real life, real life.
Real life.
No cap, no cap. Got no time for you, twice a bitch. Straight back, straight back.
Man, I don't care what the hell you say. That shit right there, jerking, man. Hey, from start to finish, that damn thing jerking, man. That's a real life, man. Hey, I gotta say, man, big shout out to Big T Dispensary, man, here in Muskogee, Oklahoma, man. Located at 3600 West Broadway Street, man. If you're in Muskogee, Oklahoma, make sure you stop by Big T Dispensary, man. Tell them the missus sent you through there, man. Holler at them boys, man. They open, man. They don't close till 11. You want to hit them on the phone, man? Just call 918-913-7096. You dig? So, man, Jag the Official, man, we got you on. We got Petty Murphy on. We got the man Blackout right there, man. Y'all just heard that real life, man. It's going crazy, going stupid. It's jerking, man. High energy. That shit turned up. Femo Jag, talk to me, man. What's good? How you feeling?
Hey, man, no cap, no cap.
I really appreciate it.
I love, bro. That motherfucker, they're hard, fam, on life for real. That's my shit right there.
That motherfucker, yeah, man. I appreciate that, bro. Real talk.
Yeah, straight up. Petty Murphy, wake your ass up over there, man. Wake your ass
up. I ain't
sweet.
I ain't sweet.
We're good, Petty.
That was jerky.
Real life. Hey, we're good.
No cap.
Straight up.
I ain't sweet.
Let's get it.
I gotta have that song on the Petty Murphy Project. That's what I'm saying. No cap.
I'm sending it to you tonight, man.
I'm my man.
But you know what, man? I mean, that song, especially when you listen to music and you really listen to the lyrics and you ride along with the song, you know what I mean? You paint that picture.
Right up.
And when you spoke about, he said, you know what I mean? You posted your pictures of the gun, but basically, you know, you ain't never killed nobody or nothing like that shit, man. And it's funny because we all know this to be true. We know this shit.
Real talk, instantly,
he made me start thinking about these pictures.
real life. Goddamn.
Yes,
no cap. Hey, man, just chop on the radio, man. Just so y'all know, man, this 100K over here might no blow up. I'm talking about pure unadulterated jerking over this motherfucker, man. It's real life, no cap, man.
Straight like that, man. So yeah, man. You know that's how we do, man. I like to sit back and listen, man, and paint a picture, and be able to paint a picture. You know what I mean? Listen to the lyrics, man, and boy. I had to bring myself back. I was like, damn, I just started a whole bunch of pictures just started flashing through my mind. I'm like, damn, let me get back, man. I don't left for a second, man. Shit. This Blackout, he got me all left. You know what I'm saying? Let me come back to the interview session, man. Shit, man. But yeah, man, most definitely, man. I definitely feel it, man. And you know what I'm saying? I like the beat on it too, man. That beat nice on that thing, man. And how you brought the energy with it.
Man.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that shit jerk.
I went and put that down. Actually, I recorded that song twice, really. The first studio I went to was with my dog, with my dog down here, C Dukes, man. And C Dukes, he's with Black Market Monopoly, man. And, we recorded it, and when I recorded it, unfortunately, he ended up losing a lot of his files, man. So I had to re-record it. Yeah, because when you record the song that's gonna be a single, you know, you gotta do a dirty, you gotta do a radio, you gotta do an acapella for that DJ service pack. You know what I'm saying? So when I hit him up about it, I was like, man, I need a radio version of, you know, real life, fam. Like, they fucking with it, but I need the radio. You know, I need that radio play. And he was like, man, I lost it, and my shit burned and cried. I was like, no. I was like, all right, bro, so I got to move quick. So I still had the beat, you know what I'm saying? I still had the beat, of course. So I went to my dog, Nick Shan, I forgot the name of his studios, but Nick Shan, man, and my little bro, High Strong, put me on Nick Shan,
And me and Nick Chan set up a session, man. And, you know, I mean, he did his thing on that, man, from the chop-ups to the bring-backs, all, like, just the whole engineering thing, man. It was live. And, man, honestly, we played the song back maybe about 7 times when I recorded it, man. It was like it was just that vibe in the studio. So, you know, I knew I had one on the bands, man. I just had to put it out there to the public to really make it official, you know.
Right.
Man, and see, that's another thing too, man. I'm glad you touched on that as well. Being able to have different, you know, that radio version, you know what I mean, the dirty version, the clean version, and the acapella, man, that opens up your door for other opportunities on other platforms. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we keep it 100K. We keep it 100K right here. Some platforms, you can see your music to us, and yeah, you can say, okay, man, I'm going to send you this. And we might play the dirty pack, you know, the dirty version because we can, or the clean, you know, either way. But it's certain platforms that's not going to play the dirty verse. So if you don't have that clean radio version, then you kind of cut yourself out on those type of opportunities with those platforms that could be big for you as well, turn into even better.
Definitely.
I'm glad you touched on that.
I definitely agree on that, man, because the thing about it is you have to be prepared for any opportunity, you know what I'm saying? And I speak on that because I'm being played on regular rotation on the FM radio station down here called 90.1 FM, which is KSYM Radio, and they play me every Monday. But it's an edited, you know, it's an edited station, but they got the clean version in real life. So she spends it about 2-3 times a night, you know what I'm saying? She spends it like 2-3 times every Monday night. No, you know what I'm saying? Never miss a beat, shout me out, all that stuff, man. So I understand that. And then, you know, I've also been on Slaughterhouse Radio. You know, they more dirty, so I have the dirty version for them. You feel me? So it's like you just got to be prepared for anything, man. You just got to be prepared for anything.
Now that acapella. Touch on that for them that might not know, man. You might have threw some people off. You know what I mean? So break it down to them what you mean. Yeah, we know, but you break it down to them because they might not know.
Well, see, the thing about it is when you send DJs your music, you send DJs a DJ single service pack. And what that is, it instills with the instrumental of the single, the acapella of the single, the dirty version of the single, and the radio version of the single. And the reason why that is because if they have your acapella and they feel like it can go to another beat that they finna blend your shit with, they got it. They can put your acapella over another instrumental from a different song because they have that acapella to play. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how that goes. A lot of DJs like to play with music like that. You know what I'm saying? They like to play with they rotation music, they mixes like that. And then with the instrumental, it could be in vice versa. They can have your instrumental, but be playing, you know, another artist under your instrumental. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In a club or on their mixtapes or something like that. It's just all about being able to blend different things, you know, just being able to do, you know, just to play with your song a lot more than just this is the dirty, this is the clean, and this is what, you know, that's all you get versus, I just put that blackout real life verse underneath a boosty beat. You know what I'm saying? Or something like that. Like, you know, you just got to give them a lot to play with. And DJs like to have a lot to work with versus just, I got the dirty version, I got your radio version, and that's it. That's why it's called a single service pack, is because you give them multiple versions of that single to play with.
There it is, man. So y'all hearing it from him, and y'all ain't look. Y'all heard from us, so you know we be telling y'all certain things. Nah, man, we'll let y'all hear from somebody else, man. That's out grinding, doing their thing, working and jerking, move. You know, seeing success, seeing elevation, man, getting his blessings. He coming straight from him. So hey, you ain't gotta believe us, damn it. Believe the man that's right there talking because he did it and it's working for him. So hey, you can keep overlooking the truth, man, but that's just the truth, real shit, though, man. I'm glad you spoke on it, man. I'm glad you touched on it. Yeah, I'm glad you touched on it, man, because a lot of people, a lot of artists, too, man, right now, especially right now, man, are leery of certain things, and stepping forward and pushing, man. And I'm glad how you spoke, man, and how you broke it down. You might have helped some of them, you know, be a little bit more confident or you know what I mean, might want to look at into different avenues that might be able to help them by what you
right.
said. So I appreciate you for, yeah, I appreciate you for sharing that game, man. Because a lot of people don't like to talk, you know what I mean, get at that side up, man. A lot of people want
right.
to be hard and be gangster all the time. You feel me?
Yeah. No, I mean, honestly, man, that's how it's supposed to be, man. It's like if you got some knowledge or you know of something that you might feel like can help others or not even so much help others, but just, like, just give that information, man. You don't know what it could do. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, why would you want to withhold information and we all trying to win the same? You feel me? So it's like if what I just said could help somebody, then, hey, that's great. You know what I'm saying? But at least you can never say, oh, he knew that, but he never said nothing. Like, nah, I just told you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how it go, fam. That's just how it go. But
that's what
the whole thing is about, man. It's just about learning information and sharing information. That's it. You might know something I don't know, and I might know something you don't know. But how can we know what each other know if we don't share?
There it is.
Straight like that.
And you got straight like that, man. No blow up. You know what I'm saying? No blow up. That's right. That's real. And that's how it's supposed to be. I agree with you, man. I agree with you. And a lot of people hold it back, man, for, you know, whatever reasons it is. You know what I mean? That's their reasons. But we all in agreement on what you're saying. So, you know what I mean? Hey, man, it works, man. And that's how it's supposed to be, man. Yeah, man.
Absolutely.
Hey, and I know, man, I know you be busy. I know you be doing your thing, man. Is there any upcoming shows you got?
I'm actually working on putting my own show together right now. Yeah, I did it a long time ago, and it was pretty cool. But I think I wanna do, like, cause I ain't gonna lie, man. Like, honestly, I feel like I got a strong enough fan base to do a bigger venue, to where where I sell tickets and I got the whole merchandise area and boots and things like that. So I'm pretty much trying to put together my own headlining event, to where I'm the promoter and the headline. But I'm trying to get with a promoter here in town that I know actually promotes and you know, does their thing as far as getting people in there and got a following, because I feel like as long as I have somebody like that on top of my own grinding hustle, it's a no-brainer. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a win-win thing.
Right.
But I'm always open, you know, for bookings and stuff like that, man. I love to hit the road and go visit other cities and do shows and other spots and stuff like that. Like, that's my main focus right now. Like, I love my city, and I know my city supports me. So that's not really my focus. Like, performing down here isn't really my focus anymore, because I've done so many shows down here that it's like, I feel like, I'm not going to say I'm losing my star quality, but you can tell it's kind of becoming more of a
predictable get out there.
Thing. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's just time for me to really expand and start hitting other markets, man, like, honestly. And, that's it. So any promoters that's tuning in or whatever, man, I'm ready to come to your city. You see what I do. You can go look at footage from shows and stuff. I bring that same energy to each and every show wherever I am. It don't matter if I'm from there or not. Like, I'm ready. Like, I'm ready to hit the road, man. I really want to put together my own promo tour and hit a couple of things, man. So we can definitely work that out and talk about that too. But as far as the show go, like, I ain't really got nothing set in stone. Like I said, I just did the Slim Thug and Zero this past weekend. It was lit, man. Like, man, it was so crazy. So crazy. Got a lot of love out there, man. Shout out my bro Kyle Lee. And
that's what I was about to ask you, man. How did they react to your performance? The crowd.
Oh man, they loved it, man. Like,
you know, I didn't get to have my own cameraman that night because the one I used to use, he was busy. But, man, it was like, you know what's crazy, man? It's like, I've never been one to, like, doubt myself or second guess what I should be doing when it comes to my music, you know what I'm saying? But that show really put things in perspective for me as far as me knowing that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Because when I hit that stage from beginning to the end of my performance, man, it was just like the energy was crazy. My boy Play, who's a host down here and stuff, he introduced me, and just the reaction I got to him saying, you know, y'all make some noise for Blackout, and everybody was just like, woo, yeah. And when I got on that stage, man, and I seen so many phones up, and you know, people just like, see what, man, it was crazy. It was crazy, and like I said, man, from beginning to end, as soon as the music dropped, bro, I had them hands up, people coming to the front, like people that was in the front of the stages where the VIP tables were getting out of their seats, moving, like leaving from their tables to come closer to the stage. It was crazy, man. It was crazy. And then, of course, you know, on my With the Shit single that I did. I don't know if y'all heard that one, but it's the one that I got. I revamped the Webby G shit, and when we did that one, man, you know, shirt came off. We in the crowd, people handed me bottles to drink. You know, it was just a good time, man. It was live. It was live as hell. And once we was done performing, you know. Man, I have some posters that I had just got printed up, got rid of all of them. I'm signing posters, I'm signing shirts, I signed a crown bottle, I signed a Patron bottle, I signed a hat, I gave away a chain. Like it was just so much love, man. I honestly hadn't did a show like that as a solo artist. So man, it was crazy, man. But like I said, that just seeing the reaction and the embrace that I got, man, just let me know I'm on the right path. Like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. It's just gonna take me, you know, it's just taking me a little longer than a lot of other artists because I don't have a lot of the resources that a lot of people have, and I damn sure not gonna, you know, go and expect handouts. So I'm working for mine, and I know it's gonna happen for me.
Well, I mean, that too, but you can't say you don't have a lot of resources that a lot of people have. Because, some more, you got the whole world in the palm of your hand.
You right.
True.
You right.
That's real.
You right.
You just
That's real.
Look, I say that. Right. You right. You right. Because this is easy as it was for them to get. I can get it too. You absolutely right. I need to stop saying that. I appreciate
I know you got some good home morals and values from grandma and mama and all them. Now, you know, grandma tell you, but baby, you better be careful what you say now.
What I meant by that though, man, is and this is no shot to nobody, fam, not at all. But what I meant by when I say I don't have certain resources like a lot of these other artists have, bro, is I don't affiliate myself with, like, the dope money and, you know, I damn sure don't come from wealthy families and nothing like that, you know. So, and let's be honest, a lot of the artists got people that's like, oh, you want to rap? Yeah, I want to rap. Okay, boom. Here goes $10,000 or here goes $5,000.
Right.
Let's invest in
yeah.
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never had that. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I say I don't have a lot of the resources a lot of these artists be having is because I don't have that. That's knocking nobody that have it. You know, if you have it, I mean, that's a blessing. I hope you do right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I hope you do right by it. But I'm saying my grind is different because I'm actually grinding myself.
There it is. There it is. I can respect that.
But I do respect what Big Dog just said, though, because like you said, just as easy as it was or convenient as it was for them to go out and find those resources that got them to where they're going or where they got to, I can do the same thing. You're right. There's an investor out there for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's an investor out there waiting to meet an artist like me that they can throw some money behind or whatever that they see good investment in. So it'll happen.
There it is.
Well, a lot of people that was born with a silver spoon and came into the industry with money, they don't last long.
They don't, man. And I mean, even the ones that's been fronted, you know, from the other side, from that other way, a lot of them don't last long because somebody got to get paid.
True. Somebody got to get paid.
Yeah, you gotta pay that back to somebody. You feel me?
Right.
So if I invest 25, 50 G's into you out of this little old hustle money of mine, and you don't make it, I need that back.
With a buddy. I need that back.
Y'all paying me in my money.
Get the money back.
You got to run that back. Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. Hey, what does the mister say? Get between me and my money.
No, that's why I say it's SLYL, man.
Yeah.
And it's true. Yeah. And it's true. And when you're investing in somebody, and like you said, they don't make it, we call me Rihanna, bitch better have my money.
That's respect, but that's how it's supposed to be. Somebody invested in that money, you got that agreement. You agree to it. You still gonna have to cover that. You know what I mean? And that's what you gotta keep in your mind. Hey, no matter what go down, that gotta be covered. Yeah.
Some way, shape, or form, I got to get my money back, man. Like you,
exactly.
I put this money into you to do this music shit. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
So we need to figure something out.
We got to figure
something
out.
Because now I feel
like
the money is wasted.
There it is.
You know,
that.
So it's
there
like,
is.
You know.
And that's
like I said, man, I tell people all the time, man, my success is going to be solely based on my work ethic, the work I put in, and the moves I made and things that I did for me to get to where I'm going. It's not going to be a handout from nobody. It's not going to be I was somebody's charity case. It's not going to be I lucked up. Like, no, I'm going to earn every bit of opportunity that comes my way or that I go
to. There it is. There it
is.
I can respect that.
Straight up.
Exactly.
Like I said, you got to stick to the layout.
Stick to the layout.
Yeah, real talk.
Yeah. That's real, man. That's real.
Blackout.
Yes, sir.
All our listeners, man, where can they find you?
I mean, I want to say I'm on damn near every digital platform possible, man. I'm on iHeartMusic. I'm on iHeartRadio. I'm on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Deezer, MP3 Juice, Shazam. I mean, really, anywhere you could download music, I'm sure you'll find me, man. Just make sure you put in Blackout, all one word, and use two T's, man. And I'm all over there. Like you'll see me. It's probably gonna be different pictures of me, but it's me.
Straight up.
Now if I wanted to pull up on you though, where I gotta pull up at?
Where you gotta pull up? I'm in San Antonio, Texas.
That's what I look. He said that Southern swag.
Yes, sir.
I'm in San Antonio, Texas. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, if it's a situation like that, you know, I gave the booking email earlier, man. It's blackout, all one word, two T's, 155@gmail.com. You can email me for any booking or features, inquiries, anything like that. Or you can call me directly here at the company number, man. It's 210-852-7641, man. Serious inquiries only. This is not a personal line. It's business.
Straight like that.
100.
That would be like right there.
Mike Jones.
Say that's the number, right? Yeah.
He said, I ain't Mike Jones. This is not a personal line. Don't blow up my last business only.
Ain't no hit me up. Ain't none of that, bro. You calling this line, you got to be talking some money or your family.
There it is. There it is. And I agree with that, man. That's real. That's definitely real. Now, videos, man. Videos. Let's get into that real quick before we get out of here, man. Videos. You got any videos out there or you got any in motion?
I'm in the process of working all the financial things out for the real life video. You know what I'm saying? Definitely got to get ready for that. It's gonna be stupid, man. The idea I have for it is crazy. And then I'm also gonna be shooting a promo kind of coming soon video to With Your Shit at the end of real life. So it's so we're gonna be shooting that. And just to throw a little jewel out, you know, just throw a little jewel out there for y'all, man, a little teaser. I'm pretty much gonna revamp that old Lil Wayne Block Is Hot video. That's pretty much that's pretty much gonna be kind of the concept, somewhat of the concept for With the Shit. Like it's on some underground abandoned warehouse type feel. You know, it's gonna be live, man. On YouTube right now, man, I just recently, well, not recently, but the latest video I dropped was It's Up Now. And that's on YouTube. And then I got my video, when I came out with all the kids and stuff, man. That was a real fun video. I had my daughters in there and my little nephew was in there with me, man.
Okay.
And it was just a good time. Y'all go check that out, man. Just type in Blackout, remember, all one word, two T's, and then just put in, Rob, I'll send you the links, fam. I'll send you the links.
Okay.
You can share them with everybody, man. But that's what we got right now. That's what we got right now.
All right. Straight up. Definitely going to get on them, man, and get them shared and posted up on the page, too, man, so we can get other people, man. Hey, man, I appreciate you, man. Anytime you want to come back on, man, just hit me up, man. Say, hey, man, I want to come through the show, man. I got to, you know what I mean, drop somebody, tell them something, man, come through. You know what I mean? Holler at us. We're going to make it happen, man. I enjoyed it. You feel me? I enjoyed it, man. I became a fan of your music, man, too. You know what I mean? And, man, I'm going to rock with you, man, on this end. Your performance, man, the energy, everything that you bring in, everything that you create, man, I don't see nothing but success, man, in the forward motion for you. You did so. And it ain't nothing, you know, I ain't seen nothing that I'd be like, shit. You grind, you grit, you get it. Like you said, man, you want to earn your, and that's something I respect too, man, because that's how I felt, man. When I first started doing anything in entertainment, man, I felt like, man, we going to earn everything. You know what I mean? And we got to say it brick by brick. And that means we going to earn everything brick by brick. You feel me? That's what we've been doing. You did. So when you said that, man, I was like, I can relate to that, man, from the heart.
Yeah. And look, that's kind of like me saying, if you want it done right, I suggest you do it yourself.
Yes, sir. Nobody going to grind harder than you.
That's
true.
Because most of these motherfuckers be only in it for self. The dope game played out. I'm searching for a way out. So I apply, plan, and strategize and stick to the layout.
That's real shit.
That's real shit. All
right, man. Don't get me started up in here now, man.
Yeah, it's real shit, man. Hey, Jamie,
yeah,
going in here too, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate it, man. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Nah, man. I definitely appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all having me, man. Real talk. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, yeah,
I appreciate the opportunity, man. Just to give a few shout outs one time, man. Big shout out one more time.
Yeah, do your thing.
To Top on the Radio for having your boy, man. Shout out to my city, San Antonio. From the east to the west to the north to the south, man. Y'all know I love y'all. It's been love since day one. Y'all my A1s. Shout out to East Side, man. Y'all been holding me down since day one. Love all y'all, my family, my wife, my kids. I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the Army, which is my brother, T-Crazy and Triple B. My whole Overtime Hustle Gang music fam, my dog, Curry, K-Love, Poppy Donetto, Kodak. You already know what it is, man. Real Life Music fam, my boy Knox Bond, Luke Casey, you know what I'm saying? Everybody over there, DJ Gracie Grace, love y'all, much love. We're going to keep this shit rocking, man. It's Real Life or No Life. It's your boy Blackout, man, Eastside, man, and I'm out this biatch.
Straight like that, man. Straight like that. Say, man, if you miss any part of the interview session, man, any part of it, you know you can always replay the show at any time, man. As soon as the show over with, man, you hit that same link, man, and it'll replay. You can listen to it anytime you want to, wherever you at. You can catch it, man. Blackout, we definitely going to get you back on the show, man. We're going to stay plugged in with you, man. We salute you, Jerky, man. Keep doing your thing. Like I said, we're going to be watching, man. We're going to be supporting on our end, man. So we're going to definitely get you back and touch in with you as you continue to grow on your journey, man. So much respect, man. Much respect. Jay,
already, man.
You want to say?
Time, man.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Man. I fuck with you. That's it.
That shit
is hard, bro.
And so,
already,
you know,
man.
The shit wouldn't be authentic, man. The shit wouldn't be authentic if we didn't do the shit like this before he
beat,
man.
You already know, man. It's your boy Blackout, man. And right now you about to get into the exclusive world premiere right here on Top on the Radio. My new single called Real Life. You know what I'm saying? No cap. And you know we always keep it jerking at 100K. Yeah. Yeah!
I'm back, baby. Yes, sir.
You already know what time it is.
Who it is?
Black guy.
Yeah.
Real life. No cap, nigga.
I really do this for real.
No cap.
Y'all can save all that for the IG and Facebook. Yeah.
Straight back.
I'm gonna get this real life.
See, I grind for the bag in real life. Get off my ass in real life. Hustling daily like 24-7. No, this ain't no cap, it's real life. Got these haters mad in real life. They be making me laugh in real life. But they see me come up from nothing to something. It's not trying to brag in real life. Hey, real life. No cap. Keep my eyes out for these fake niggas. Stay strapped. Real life. No cap. So you know I'm still here.
Hey, you know I'm still kidding.
Man, it's about a man upset. So you know I gotta thank him every day that a niggas ain't leaving. Chasing the dream, trying to get to these millions. Gotta go get it for the wife and children. No time for the bullshit. Not a gangster, but I do keep a full clip. Cause these haters be plotting and watching yourself. Waiting for your downfall, hoping you slip. So many niggas running around with these loose lips. Pretend they hard on IG, but won't do shit. Quit like to really get into the back. But the lights and the tags in real life, it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
Them pigs. You put the post guns on Facebook, knowing your ass ain't no killer. To me, I came up around real deal. They really with it, my nigga. They don't do no posting or no DM. They just pull up and give me your ear. Oh God, you won't find no one real. Bitch, this San Antonio nigga, living life to the fullest. Give a fuck about a hater trying to deny that I'm that nigga. Ask anybody around the city about me. They gon' see that nigga been in these streets. He ain't never been paid for the tenders to be hard. He really with the shit. They gon' rip me against it. Real life. Get off my ass in real life. Hustling daily like 24-7. No, this ain't no cap, it's real life. Got these haters mad in real life. They be making me laugh in real life.
no cap. See my eyes out for these fake niggas. Stay strapped, stay strapped. Real life, real life,
real life.
No cap, no cap. Got no time for you trying to bitch. Straight back, straight back.
Nothing come easy. I get it all on my own.
All on my own.
That shit I was born to be on.
To be on.
Nothing come easy. I didn't ask for the street. Survival made the hustle in me.
Hustle in me.
Sometimes I gotta pour a little lean in my cup to it up. And take a couple shots to get fucked up. Cause the things I've been dealing with lately is enough to drive some people crazy. It's still amazing. Even in the face of defeat, I managed to rise to my feet. So born to lose, see I was raised to win. So why is you trying to compete? They probably my father when all that I've been through. But my family was praying I pulled through. And yeah, I did it going in like this crunch time. That's why you can't stop mine. Had to cut a few ties and take a few losses. Didn't give up, but learn to move cautious. Bitches be fake and niggas be false. You gotta look eight. Now all of them soft. You nigga, I got to have mine. But it's been time, so I press grind. Turning up the heat, burning up the streets like it's summertime. I'm so cold that I freeze time. I ain't take none like 50 cents, but I take none. I cook now, when I flip mine, I'ma get rich, I'ma
Nothing
die trying.
Nothing come easy, I get it all on my own.
All on my own.
Ain't that shit I was born to be on.
To be on.
Nothing come easy, I didn't ask for the street. Survival made the hustle in me.
Hustle in me.
Trying so hard to go broke, from the bottom word ain't no joke. No man of the house, so my mom's had to play both roles. Cooker than the hand coke, so it is what it is. Can't say it didn't hurt. Now I'm out here in these streets with the word. Cause I was born here, now I'm on my way to a cell. From out here trying to get it out the mud. In these streets ain't no love and no honor. Put that on my mama, I stay with that llama. If niggas won't drama, my mission this time is cross me. And I promise you gon' make me turn into Osama. Cause I'm a beast like a beast when it's time to eat. And a damn thing free when you in the streets. You niggas be screaming about you got the gas. But moving too slow so your ass get past. I'm working and putting in overtime. Running full speed as I'm taking the lead. Passing you lanes in overdrive. Cause I've been at this shit right here all my life. Keep that Trojan man for protection. Smith & Wesson when I'm flexing. You don't really want me to show up or show out. Cause it ain't gonna be no contestant.
I get it all on my own,
all on my own.
That shit I was born to be on,
to be on.
Nothing come easy. I didn't ask for the street. Survival made the hustle in me.
Nothing come easy.
I get it all on my own.
All on my
Ain't
own.
That shit I was born to be on.
Born to be on.
Nothing come easy. I didn't ask for the street. Survival made the hustle in me.
Big shout out, man, the Blackout, man. Y'all make sure y'all go plug in with that boy, man. Go look him up on all major streaming platforms, man. Go check out the videos, man. We're going to make sure we get them links up for y'all as well. And you know, man, you can replay this show at any time, man, on the same link. And also, man, on our Blueberry as well. Salute out to everybody that tuned in, man. Appreciate y'all, man. That's what it is. Everybody in this motherfucker was jerking, man. We appreciate that. Petty Murphy, you already know. Famo, Jag the Official, man. We good, man. Back to Business 59 with Blackout. If you missed it, man, y'all go catch that replay, man. That boy right there was spitting some real shit, man, that a lot of y'all need to hear, man. You might want to get your pen and pad out, right? Take some notes, man, because man was on point. 100K, you dig? I said back, soaked up game, my damn self. Till next time, baby. Keep it jerking, man. We up out of here.